everybody. This is Vicki Sullivan. Many of us can sustain bumps in the road when making a big change. It's when we work so hard and try so many new things and it's still not working. The bigger questions, how can you tell the difference between a glitch that can be overcome and the realization that this pivot may not be the right path for you? Now, on the surface, these two scenarios look very similar. Here are two things that show me what is a glitch and what is a clue to let go. First up, frequency. The first thing I do after three fails is to question my assumptions. What I usually learn is that I've created three great approaches to fix the wrong problem. So I stop and question what I think is true. Then I ask, what if I'm wrong? If I'm not wrong, then maybe I need another minor adjustment. If I am wrong, I need to come up with a different path that solves a different problem. The second thing I look at is the no. When and what is being resisted here? Is it a certain aspect of the new path or the path itself? Here's an example. My client was a huge hit, both in speaking and in sales conversations, until she brought up a key message. The reaction was swift and unmovable resistance. What we learned from that is that the platform itself is fine. It was one of the key messages that was the problem. We buried that content, repositioned a little, and the path got a lot smoother. Conversely, let's play pretend that she brought up the big idea and folks didn't respond or gave the obligatory, "That's interesting, but we're going in a different direction" response. This right here is a clue that the change is bigger than a mere adjustment. The market is telling you to go back to the drawing board. So here's the deal. The marketplace will tell you what's wrong. We just have to be willing to listen hard enough. Stepping back and realizing that our big change won't work isn't really giving up. You know, letting go is a leap of faith too. We just got to know when to jump and when to stay the course and make minor changes. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.